William Morrow and Harper Audio present The Marriage Sabbatical, a novel by Leon Dolan, performed by Stacey Glomboski. For Beric. Chapter 1. Portland, August. Why did I say yes to this? Nicole Elswick stood in the bathroom of her Portland home, wrapped in a towel and dread, waiting for her turn in the shower. I liked it better when we never talked to our neighbors.
This is your fault. You had to comment on their seasonal wreath collection. We could have kept nodding and waving at them from across the street without any actual conversation, her husband Jason responded, stepping out of the shower wrapped in his own towel. That worked for a lot of years.
I know. Weak moment. Normally, Nicole was all too happy to hightail it into the house rather than stand in the driveway chatting up the neighbors. She worked in retail and was forced to be pleasant to people all day. It was a chore, the one part of her job she struggled to do well. Why shouldn't she be her true self at home, preferring quiet to interaction? But the stay-at-home orders over the last few years had forced them to interact with others on the street, sometimes out of sheer boredom, a new phenomenon on their normally chilly but polite block. And once that genie was out of the bag, you couldn't go back to pre-pandemic behavior. Today, as she pulled a few weeds in the front yard as a stress reliever, she had on her friendly face, and the shiny couple in the Dutch colonial took that as an invitation to cross the road. The couple always looked like they were dressed for the wrong city, preferring brights to neutrals, new to well-worn, and not a Birkenstock in sight. A high-energy exchange about what they'd been up to ensued, even though she'd never really cared about what they'd been up to in the past. 20 minutes later, she was agreeing to an impromptu paella dinner in their backyard that night. The husband said the wife can really cook, and she promised a lot of sangria. What are their names again? Jason, who could quote entire passages from books he read in college, was terrible with names. Or, at least, that's what he claimed. Nicole suspected it had more to do with priorities than a memory issue. It seemed to be the names of her connections, not his, where his memory lapsed the most frequently. Jen and Rich. She's in medical sales, he's in real estate. They moved here from Phoenix. They hate the weather, but love the airport. Apparently they travel a lot for work. No kids, no pets. She's about our age. He seems to be about 10 years older. Though, what did our age even mean anymore? The other day at the coffee shop, the woman next to her rolled her eyes at the young barista for checking her phone between orders, whispering that people of our generation would never do that. The woman was 70, at least. At 47, Nicole didn't really feel any kinship with her. Surely they weren't the same generation. Of course, Jen and Rich. Do you think people say that about us? Of course, Nicole and Jason. Like we're exactly what people expect. Nothing to see here, just Nicole and Jason. Been married for 23 years and have all the cultural markers to prove it. A house, two kids, an electric vehicle. I hope not. I mean, look at us. I've got this tattoo now, and you have that purple stripey thing in your hair. I think we still surprise people. Jason flashed the inked Soundgarden lyric on his forearm, and they both laughed. He saw that as an opening. Hey, we could celebrate the kids being gone by, you know.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?